Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to our first podcast of 2018. It's been a very eventful couple of months for us at Rosenthal Capital Management, making some changes, making access to all of our processes more available for the individual investor. Please take a look at our website, rosenthalcapital.com, if you want to know more about what we're doing in that regard. So let's get down to business. Lots happened. We had a huge January, and as did the market. Our algorithms had us predominantly long the NASDAQ 100, along with the banking sector, along with individual stocks as part of our investing process. So just to give you a quick review of how we run money here at Rosenthal Capital Management and what we try to do on this podcast, we marry fundamental research, which is really the core of any solid investing approach, but we marry that with technology today that is necessary to be successful in when it comes to investing capital, and that's algorithmic investing. That's using computer systems, and in this case proprietary strategies that we've built, to help direct our investment. So we marry the two philosophies of how to run money. We do the research and the work necessary to know what companies to own, to know what groups to focus on, but we use computer algorithms, institutional quality algorithms, to direct our capital. And this allows us to divorce ourselves from the fear and greed responses that make managing money so difficult for people. We call this rehabilitating your portfolio as a podcast, and we focus on rehabilitation because most people who invest find themselves selling at the worst time and buying at the absolute wrong time. And that's because human emotion does not match up well with market activity. So if you use computer strategies and algorithms designed to divorce yourself from that emotional roller coaster, you could put capital to work correctly by buying weakness, and you can book profits correctly by selling into strength. So that's what we do at Rosenthal Capital. We marry the two disciplines. And it's a happy marriage. So let's just take a look at, the volatility this week is a perfect example of how it can really unseat somebody's portfolio if you're doing it at the wrong time. So for us, using our algorithms, we had large profits over the last couple of months in the big indexes. And again, let's just catch you all up with how we like to put money to work here at Rosenthal Capital Management. We start by looking at the big indexes, and there's four that we focus on. Well, we call it five. Let's call it five. We look at the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, small cap index, so the Russell small cap. To a lesser extent, we look at the Dow Jones Industrials. We still look, but don't forget that's just 30 stocks. So that's more kind of like a group ETF, let's be honest. It's like an industrial ETF, like a group ETF. So it's not, I don't categorize that as important as the S&P 500 stocks, the NASDAQ 100 stocks, the small cap 600 stocks. You get a better feel for the market that way. And then, of course, we follow treasuries closely, treasury bonds, using the ETF TLT. All of our work when it comes to market work focuses on exchange-traded funds. Makes it easy for us to invest, makes it easy for you to invest. Don't need futures. We can just buy the ETFs. So we have the first tier of our investment process is these four or five major indexes. Based on the direction of those indexes using our algorithms, we then take a deeper dive and look at which groups are leading the market where we want more exposure. So we follow 28 different group ETFs. And then once we identify the groups where we want to focus based on our proprietary algorithms, we dive deeper still and look at individual stocks in those groups where we feel we have fundamental research edge, where we feel we have information that's proprietary to us, where we feel we can make a lot of money if the entire group is moving. You know, 3 out of 4 stocks follow the market. That's just a fact. So if you're fighting the stream, if the market's in a big downtrend and you're trying to buy your favorite individual stocks, you're probably going to get hammered and you'll be very disappointed. Conversely, if the market's in a strong uptrend, that's the time to start putting money to work. So you do your homework, you do your research, you build your fundamental stable of investments, you gather your information, and then you act on that information when the indexes tell you the green light is on. And to make that green light even stronger, you find out when the group is moving in the right direction, and then you buy the stocks inside the group. That's how to successfully build a portfolio that can increase your net worth over time in a significant way. Now, the flip side is knowing when to protect capital, and that's where the algorithms come in. No matter how much we love an investment, whether it be a stock or a group, we still recognize that there is extreme volatility in this market. And that extreme volatility is only going to get worse in 2018 and beyond for the simple reason that the Fed and central banks are becoming less accommodative. Janet Yellen's out. We have a new Fed chair. We don't know how he's going to react to market weakness, and the market will test him. This week is just the first shot across the bow. We see the market collapse in a 3 or 4 day window. We see the Dow drop a couple thousand points in a 2 day window. We get our first 10% correction in the Dow that we've had in a couple of years. And it happens in a 2 day window. I mean, most 10% corrections take couple of weeks, if not a couple months. So we're in a whole new world. We live in a whole new world of extreme market moves. This requires computer algorithms to help you protect capital. If you're not using computer algorithms, think about it. It's like one of my favorite movies, and perhaps you've seen it, is a movie called The Untouchables. If you haven't seen it, check it out, The Untouchables. And in that movie, they talk about the last thing you want to do is bring a knife to a gunfight. Right now, as these markets mature and become more and more automated and algorithmic, if you are not using algorithms and you're making decisions as an individual using just the human emotional brain, you are literally bringing a knife to a gunfight. And it's not just a regular knife. It's not a Bowie knife. You're bringing like a little pen knife. And it's not a gun that you're facing down. It's a bazooka. It's a howitzer. You know, it's a nuclear missile. And you're running around waving a pen knife. That's what you're doing if you're not engaging computer algorithms to help you protect capital and know when to allocate resources to equity investments and when to allocate the cash. This is the direction the market's going. It's only going to get more serious in that direction, and you need to take this change seriously or they're going to carry you out in a body bag by the time your investing process is over and you're looking at retirement and you're trying to figure out why you don't have enough assets. This is a very real situation. And the week we just went through, these last four or five trading days is just the beginning of the volatility you're going to see over time. And please make no mistake about it. The market has been driving higher for the last couple of years because of massive central bank intervention. That is a fact. Can we just stop debating it? That is a fact. I'm not sure that anyone's left to debate that, and I think we all agree. Therefore, when we get into 2018 with a new Fed chair and a mandate to raise rates, you cannot be surprised with sharp market volatility to the downside. Now, I'm surprised it's 10% in, you know, a week, because we're not used to that type of behavior. But we are going to get a lot of volatility, stuff we haven't seen. Look, we had near record low volatility for more than 12 months. The market is a pendulum. It swings from one side to the other constantly. So when you get too far in one direction, like record low volatility for months at a time, we will be swinging back the other way, and all of a sudden we'll have record volatility. It's just the nature of the beast. You've got to be prepared for it, and the best way to prepare is to have algorithms to help you divorce your emotions from the situation. Now, our algorithms, just to give you an example, had a 60% cash before this week even started. We're profitable on the year. The markets were, you know, at one point 2 days ago, were down for the year. I mean, we are in the process here of capturing upside when we can and then raising our stops, protecting capital, and waiting for the next opportunity. I'm going to give you an alert. Here's a heads up and an alert. We have 28 groups that we follow, 5 major indexes that we follow. We follow the Chinese market, the Japanese market, the South Korean market for obvious reasons. Any tremors there will be felt quickly, and emerging markets. Every single asset we follow, our algorithm is telling us to be in cash right now. Unprecedented over the last couple of years. Have not seen this in the last couple of years. More than 24 months have gone by since every asset that we follow has been in a cash position based on our long-only algorithms. We could talk about shorting on a different show. I don't recommend shorting for the average individual investor. That's a professional endeavor. It's something certainly we do with our own personal capital. We provide that for individuals who have an interest and work with us, but it is not for the faint of heart. And there's nothing wrong, by the way, by taking a deep breath and holding cash. You've got profits if you've managed to invest correctly over the last X amount of months. And just sit back in cash. Let the market come down and reset. And then put your capital back to work. Don't get enticed by, you know, the guy who, you know, tells you how great he's doing because he's made some money short. That guy's been getting buried for the last couple of years. He's not being honest with you. He's got so much catching up to do. He's going to have to go backwards. Okay? Sometimes it's good just to have cash. And in our opinion, when it comes to shorting, the best thing to do, there's 3 separate stages of the market. There's the long stage, the cash stage, and the short stage. And it's really unwise to go from the long stage to the short stage in a 1 week period. First of all, emotionally, it's very difficult to do. And second of all, the market usually doesn't behave like that. There will be a series of weeks or months where the market builds a top, and the market will be whipping back and forth. And if you're flipping from long to short, long to short, long to short, you're going to get chewed up and spit out. So what you do is you make a lot of money on the long side. Then when you get stopped out, you go back to cash. You take a break. You wait to see what develops. If a top forms, there'll be more than enough time to put money out short and be successful. If instead it's a correction that just sets up a great buying opportunity, you won't be shredded on the short side, and instead you'll be ready to put capital to work long when the time is right. So these are just some of the thoughts I wanted to share with you today. Let's take these thoughts, let's just, you know, kind of recap some of these thoughts. Every single asset we follow right now, based on our algorithms, is in a cash position, which is an odd situation to be in. Usually some of the positions we follow are contrary to the market. For instance, 30-year treasuries usually go up when the equity market's going down. We're not long there. Usually gold and silver goes up when the equity markets go down. We're not long there. Most of the time you'll see utility stocks go up when the market's going down. We're not long there. Everything is in our algorithmic universe is in cash right now. That's a major warning sign. Now, I don't know what's going to happen next. This podcast is not about predicting the future and telling you how to invest. It's called rehabilitating your portfolio, rehabilitation of your portfolio. And the way to do that is to begin deploying capital correctly with a methodology, with a discipline. It's not about guessing direction. So we use our algorithms to tell us when to get long. We use our algorithms telling us when to get in cash. So on the one hand, having every asset be in cash at one time suggests to me that we're at a unique time in the market. It's a major turning point in the market. It's an odd position to be in where every algorithm is in cash. Usually you don't have that type of uniformity of the market. So that either tells us, you know, one, there's something wrong with the structure of the market, and things could get very ugly and continue to get very ugly very quickly. But I'm not predicting that, because at the very same time, I love being in this position where everything is in cash, because that just tells me if the market settles here and starts to move higher again, we're going to get great buying opportunities over the next couple of weeks. They're going to be phenomenal. And so we start to do our homework now from a fundamental standpoint to help us decide where we want to focus when we get the buy signals. One example, for instance, is in the infrastructure play. We know that there's going to be a big infrastructure package and spend and a lot of money spent. So companies that are directly involved in U.S. infrastructure rebuild should really benefit over the next 12 to 24 to 36 months or longer even. And so we look at ETFs that focus on U.S. infrastructure, and then we look at stocks and companies, stocks inside those ETFs that we think are best of breed, and we build out a portfolio that way. So one thing we might see going forward is buy signals in those types of ETFs, and we'll be building our portfolio, adding those ETFs, adding stocks in those groups. So I really don't know which way the market's going to go right now. We're not making a guess or a call. That's not what we do. We have to change the way we think. We're so used to, and we watch financial news networks and think we have to make predictions. That's not true. When you're using algorithms, you don't need to make predictions. They'll tell you when to put money to work. All you have to do is be prepared. Know where you want to go. And when you get the entry point, you put the capital to work. And so we're in a strange moment right now in the market from our standpoint. All of our algorithms tell us to be 100% cash. Now we see how this volatility plays out. Does the market keep making new lows and we're defensive? Great. Does the market settle out here, we get some calm, we get a bottom put in, the market's down by the 50-day moving average on the S&P. This is, we haven't seen the 50-day in a long time. Small cap index is well below the 50-day. In fact, it's right near the 200-day moving average. Those are outstanding buy opportunities on a long-term basis in the market. You love to put money to work near the 50-day, near the 200-day, and we haven't had that opportunity in a long time. So this could be just a beautiful opportunity, and we'll get some great buy entry points in the next couple of weeks. Or the fact that every asset's in cash, based on our algorithms, tells us there's, we just witnessed a major earthquake this week, and the tsunami is coming now, and things could get really ugly. So for us, we don't let fear control us, and we're not going to let greed control us. We're just going to sit back, relax, wait. It's okay if we pay a little higher for prices once things settle out. We'll catch up, no problem. And of course, if we're in cash and the market plummets, we're building alpha into our portfolio every day. That, in our opinion, is how to successfully manage capital. And we look forward to helping you do that with your portfolio this year in 2018 and beyond. So we're going to begin to share our thoughts on these podcasts more frequently, again, as we did in 2017. We hope to see you here more often. And, of course, if you have any questions for us, please go to our website, rosenthalcapital.com. You can contact us with emails. You can follow us on Twitter, at Brett Rosenthal, BrettRosenthal. And I'm more than happy to converse with you on Twitter. And I look forward to chatting with you again in the coming days. May the force be with you.